Well, the Cass County Memorial Hospital and Clinic celebrating an anniversary here this year. We're going to talk about that this morning with the CEO of the Cass County Health System, Brett Altman, with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. 50 years in total as the system is set up now. Of course, there have been changes in those 50 years, but there's a lot longer history of medicine, of course, in the community.
There is, Jim. Actually, the first hospital in Atlantic began in 1903, so the community has not been without a hospital for 115 years. But just 50 years ago, the community voted for the hospital to become a county hospital. And so in 1968, we opened in our current building. And what's really interesting is in 1968, we had a 104-bed hospital. And so in 1903, we began with 10 beds, went up to 104, and today we have 29 beds, including our four behavioral health unit beds.
But we have a lot more specialists involved probably today than we had 50 years ago. There are so many more differences, and a lot of it's because of lifestyles and the way people expect to have their healthcare services delivered.
Absolutely. You know, medicine has become much more technologically advanced, and we do have much more specialization. In 1968, we had five physicians that formed Atlantic Medical Center, including Dr. Millard Peterson, Dwayne Wilcox, John Warish, John Moriarty, and Einar Jewell. And, you know, all of them were family practice physicians only, and to have the 25 visiting specialists that we have today coming to Cass County Memorial Hospital would have been unheard of in 1968.
Well, and that's one of the ways things have changed, too. There have been so many changes, the brick-and-mortar changes, along with different types of inner facility changes, the way things are set up, like the hospital beds, things like that, but also the relationships that you've groomed, too, with clinics and specialists in the Omaha, Des Moines areas and around some of the other area hospitals in the region.
One of the great things that Atlantic and Cass County has going for it is we are smack dab in the middle of two major metros. And so we have the opportunity and the blessing to be able to attract the top-notch specialists from both Omaha and Des Moines. And so we've got great opportunity to continue to grow and provide more services locally.
In the last 50 years, what's changed the most, or is that even a fair question?
Oh, you know, I would take it back to technology, medications, advancements that have been made in medicine. If you think back to 1968, I think most delivering moms probably had at least a week's stay in the hospital. And today, so many services have migrated more into the outpatient realm, and hence the reason for needing less inpatient beds. We're able to do surgeries and discharge the same day for things that years ago would have required a week-long hospital stay.
Sure. In every industry, there are trends that you can kind of pair out over the entire industry, over the country. They don't always trickle down exactly like that to every facility. How do you gauge the trends that you're seeing? Is it just compiling data, or do you actually interact with the people who are using the facilities?
You know, I think it's really a combination of both. And we greatly value and appreciate our community members' input. I've bumped into several people in the main corridor of the hospital, and they tell me that they don't want to drive in downtown Omaha or Des Moines. And so the more we can bring closer to home, the better off we are in terms of creating that access to healthcare.
Well, when you talk about issues like quality of life, economic development issues, having a hospital that close, not just in Atlantic, but here in the county that's easily accessible, you've got clinics in some of the different places, too, that act as satellites to make it easier for folks. That's a big plus.
It is a big plus. And, you know, we realize that the hospital and health system is a part of making our community and county a vibrant place to live. It's difficult to attract business and industry and families to a community that don't have quality health care.
How about attracting specialists and medical professionals here? I know it's always a challenge, but is that changed? Has that changed over the years?
You know, it has, in that there are certain people who want to raise their families and kids in a more rural setting. And so, again, I think of our last two or three primary care physicians that we've recruited in the last 2 years, and they were from Omaha and Des Moines metro areas, and they choose to live in the country out in the rural area. So, you know, again, we've been blessed with the geography that we can choose from two major metros of populations of 500,000 or more.
When you look at some of the benefits that you have here, the support is one of the key ones. I think folks have been largely supportive when it comes mm-hmm. to different tax initiatives to be able to do some mm-hmm. of the things and expand and modify the facility, but also through the Cass County Hospital Foundation. That's just been huge.
Yes, we've just been overwhelmed by the community's generosity as needs continue to arise. The community has always stepped up and delivered. And so most recently, we had a fundraising campaign for new endoscopy equipment. And I always say that medical equipment is a lot like farm implements multiplied by about three for what you think something might cost. So the endoscopy equipment was a couple $100,000. And again, the community stepped up. We have a great foundation. And just several very supportive community members, and we greatly value them.
You bet. I suppose when you ask folks to make those sacrifices when it comes to ballot initiatives or donations toward different types of things like that, the way you back that up is by keeping your promises.
Exactly. So the year before last, we were able to obtain 3D mammography, and it's the latest and greatest technology. You won't find anything better in any city. And so, again, thanks to the overwhelming support of the community, we're able to have the greatest and latest technology available right here in Atlantic and Cass County.
You bet. Talk about your staff a little bit, too, because it's not just what they do day-to-day within their jobs. They do a lot of outreach and are involved in a lot of things.
Yes, and it really is our staff that is our secret sauce. So we have wonderful bricks and mortar, top-of-the-line equipment that we've already talked about, but our people make the difference. And we get so many positive praisings about the care people have received, and all the way from our physicians and advanced practice clinicians to the support people who work at the hospital behind the scenes. And we're just very blessed that they carry out our mission of providing a superior experience every day.
Obviously, some people are always going to come and go. That's the nature of doing business. But you seem to have quite a bit of staff that stays for a while. Why is that?
You know, we do have a very stable workforce, and we've actually been able to recruit from other facilities. And I think it's our culture. The last couple of people that I've visited with that came from other hospitals said, there's something different here, and it's your culture. They said, people are friendly, and we're all like family, and it doesn't feel like that every place you go.
You bet. Well, we talked about keeping promises and giving back, a lot of ways that you do that, but getting to have give an opportunity to give some thanks to some folks, too, here coming up this next month.
Absolutely. You know, we're very grateful from the support we've had from the community over the past 50 years. And one way of saying thank you is we're going to be providing some free chili dinners for the communities that we serve during the month of October. I think each from 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m., beginning here in Atlantic at the hospital cafeteria on October 3rd. And then in the Griswold area at the Community Center, October 17th, Anita Community Center, October 23rd, and finally at the Cam Middle School in Messina on October 30th.
Just a chance for folks to come out and enjoy and a little fellowship.
Absolutely. We hope for a good turnout, and we hope for good weather, and we'd like to see everybody there. And I think several members of our staff will be in the audience participating as well.
Probably hear a few stories, too, from some of those folks who were around 50 years ago and remember the transition.
Yes, and that's been fun. I've already had several people talk about they remember when, and so we enjoy learning from them.
Yeah, it's always a learning experience, isn't it? Very good. Well, Brett, thanks for all that you do and your staff. We appreciate all the good help that is provided here and the ease and convenience to make our lives a little bit easier because we can get all these critical services right here close to home.
Absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure, Jim, to be able to be a small part of this. And, you know, there's been many people that have come before us and helped leave a legacy and the heritage here in our local healthcare system.